Some of the early arrivals at the Milwaukee County location claimed they heard there was a food stamp giveaway, but the program was actually the county trying to implement a federal program to register flood victims for emergency food vouchers worth up to $426. After a brief fight and minor damage to a building, police restored order. A woman who gave her name as Karina says she drove past the crowd.
I rode past here and the long lines was hectic. I mean, goodness, it looked like New Orleans, basically.
There were still dozens of people waiting in early afternoon when Karina came back and got in line. The Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services says fast-spreading word of mouth about the program, which began late last week, may have swelled the early crowd and led to some confusion. Director Corey Hose says the sign-up is only for flood victims, but he acknowledges people only have to verify their name and address.
The information that we ask for is all self-declared, and Milwaukee County is essentially just following the operating procedures that the state has laid out.
State Health and Family Services Secretary Karen Timberlake stresses the federal government sets the rules for giving name and address.
What the federal government requires is that people attest to one or more of those things and that they sign an affidavit that says, on penalty of perjury, that what they are saying is true.
Timberlake says she's sending over 4 more state workers to help the 5 already working on the food assistance program in Milwaukee. Sign up in Milwaukee and 6 other counties that qualify runs through the end of the week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.